Hello, this is Rick Harmon reporting for Main Menu tonight. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the latest operating system released by Microsoft, which is Windows Vista. Windows Vista was released to the public on January 30th, 2007, and for the first time in screen reader history, there were screen readers actually available for the public to use upon the release of the operating system. Ceratex System Access was available when Vista released, and also GW Micro's WindowEyes was available as a beta upon the release of Vista, and within 30 days of that, Freedom Scientific released JAWS 8.0 Beta 1 for Vista on February 28th. And as of this recording, now on April 26th, JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 has been released. Everything I show you tonight will be based upon JAWS 8.0 Beta 2. So please realize that this is a beta of JAWS, and there are some issues with JAWS and Vista still, but those have lessened greatly since Beta 2 was released, and hopefully very soon the final version of JAWS will be released. The final version of WindowEyes was released a couple of weeks ago. So, what I'm going to show you tonight will be this latest operating system, which is Windows Vista. So, I hope you enjoy the demonstration. Okay, first, I would like to take you around the desktop here on Vista. So, I'm now at the Start button.
Start button.
And you will find, for the most part, navigating around Vista is very similar to navigating around XP. There are some differences, but you'll find here as I start tabbing around.
Tab, taskbar, gold wave button to move through items, press left and right arrow.
Have your taskbar.
Tab, system tray button to move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows. JAWS for Windows button. Freedom Box Remote Controls, Windows Sidebar Button, AVG Free Edition Dash Control Center, Network Time Synchronization, System 3 currently connected to Colon Network 2X, Volume Button, 8:36 AM Clock.
You see, you have a system tray, just like you had in earlier versions of Windows. Now we're going to tab on to the desktop.
Tab, desktop, folder view, list view, recycle bin, 1 of 26, to move the items, use the arrow keys. Microsoft Outlook, Adobe Reader 7.0, AVG 7.5, Bookport Transfer, Epson Scan, Freedom Box 2.
And as you can tell, I have icons on my desktop, just like I do on XP and earlier operating systems. So, for the most part, your desktop is not going to look dramatically different to you using JAWS than it does on XP or 2000 or 98. What I'm going to show you now is what there will be some difference is in our Start menu. So,
menu, edit, start, search, edit, to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now, when you press your Start button in Vista, you automatically come up into a search edit box. The Vista Start menu is quite a bit different than the XP Start menu. I'm going to show it to you here just briefly, just so you can get an idea of the differences. My Start menu has been changed to Classic, and then I changed it back to the regular Vista Start menu today for recording, but for some reason it doesn't quite match the original Start menu, so I'm not going to show you a lot of that. What I did is switch my Start menu to Classic, and a lot of you may want to do this, and a lot of you may not want to do this, so, you know, that's going to be an individual choice. But
start, search, edit.
like I said, when you hit your start button, you'll be in an edit box. Now, what Vista does differently than XP is that you can use a search box to actually kind of replace your run command in XP. So if I wanted to go to, say, the control panel,
C-O-N-T-A-R-O-L-A-V-G Control Center. Control panel. Game controllers.
I can arrow up and down through this search where I've typed in control.
Control panel.
And I find my second option here is control panel. And I can just simply enter on that if I wanted.
Enter. Leaving menus. Control panel. Folder view list view. Not selected as hardware. Hardware and sound. 1 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And then my control panel comes up. So, actually, in Waze, it's very useful. Some people like it a lot. I've decided, until I kind of get used to Vista, I'm going to work with the classic start menu myself, but you may choose not to do this.
Alt F4. Menu, edit, start, search, edit, to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now, once you press the start button, you can up and down arrow out of the search entry.
All programs submenu A.
You'll have an all programs, just like you did on XP. And then as you arrow up, you will have some other options. You'll have more options than I do here, so I can't show you it exactly as it is.
Email 202 E. Internet 102 I. Edit, start, search, edit.
And then I've wrapped back around. There's actually 8 or 9 different choices on the Vista start menu normally, but
leaving menus, start menu to activate, press the space bar. Lock this computer to activate, press the space bar. Menu shut down to move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
And as you right arrow from the start menu while it's up, you get these different options. And to get the shutdown, which we're normally used to on the start menu, you have to right arrow 3 times.
Sleep S. Restart R. Lock O. Log off L. Switch user W.
And then you up and down arrow through this menu.
Shut down U.
So that part of it is a bit different. Okay, next I would like to tell you some of the new features in Vista. The version of Vista that I am running here is called Vista Ultimate. And let me first go through what versions of Vista are available to you. There are 5 versions of Vista available. Three of those are for the consumer, and 2 of those are for business. So what we have available is Vista Home Basic, Vista Home Premium, Vista Business, Vista Business Enterprise, and Vista Ultimate. Now, for most home users, you will probably either go with Vista Home Premium or Vista Ultimate. I don't really recommend Vista Home Basic for anybody. It's kind of very limited. It doesn't have a lot of the goodies that are available with Home Premium or Ultimate. Most of you will definitely want to use the Home Premium. Home Premium has a lot of the features that XP Media Center had. It includes the Media Center in it. Now, for business users, you have Business, Vista Business, and you have Vista Business Enterprise. And you won't really be able to get a hold of Vista Business Enterprise because that's available only to large corporations. And Vista Ultimate is a combination of Vista Home Premium and Vista Business. So it gives you the entire package. One of the nice things about Vista is, say for some reason or another, you bought Vista Home basic. And you decided, well, I want more. But I don't want to have to go out and spend, the total purchase price of a new copy of Vista. Well, the nice thing about Vista is that the DVD that you get Vista on contains all the versions of Vista already on it. And if you want to upgrade from Home Basic or Home Premium to Ultimate, all you have to do is pay the difference of the price, and you'll be given a new key. And you don't even have to reinstall Vista to get the new functionality. You just simply go in, give it your new key, and all the additional features are released for you. So that is one nice change. There are a lot of additions in Vista over XP, and one of the biggest and most important reasons, and I guess if you upgraded for any single reason, this reason would be the most important. Vista is much, much more secure than XP and the earlier operating systems were. Vista incorporates a feature called User Access Controls. And at first, this kind of seemed a bit tedious to me and seemed to be a bit of a nuisance, but I can really now, after using it for a bit, see where it would be very, very useful. What User Access Control does is anytime you go to make any kind of a change to the system, or you install a new program, or if you're on the internet and a program downloads and wants to run, or say like myself, you're on a multi-user system here. I have two operating systems installed, and you want to access files back and forth. User Access Control limits you on the things that can be allowed to happen without your permission. Even if you're administrator on your system, the User Access Control will pop up when you try to install a new program or something from the internet tries to execute. And it will come up and it will ask you, are you sure you want to do this? And you will have to go to continue and tell it to allow it to do this process. And while a lot of you are probably going to say, well, I don't want that, this is too tedious, I don't want to have to answer that all the time, I guarantee you that most any one of you listening out there has had a virus or something from a program that you've gotten from the internet. And Internet Explorer 7, which also is on Vista, in conjunction with the UAC, makes it much, much more secure. Internet Explorer runs in a protected mode, which allows it to be isolated from everything else on the computer. And it, I would assume, would virtually almost make it impossible for you to get a virus from the internet anymore. So, I'm not going to sit and harp on this, but if there's anything you would upgrade to Vista for, that would definitely be one of the things that I would recommend. Other new additions to Vista, as I said, you have Media Center built into Home Premium. And also, Home Premium, when you're using JAWS, is a standard license instead of a professional license. So you don't have to upgrade to professional to be able to use Media Center now with Vista, as you did on XP. So that's another nice change. We have an updated email program called Windows Mail, which is essentially Outlook Express with a few more things added to it, such as a phishing filter and some spam filtering capabilities. But other than that, it's pretty much the same as Outlook Express. We also now have independent volume controls for each application, and that has turned out to be real nice. In XP and earlier operating systems, you basically couldn't control each of your application's volumes independently. So one of the biggest complaints is that you couldn't have JAWS volume higher and lower than, say, you know, a music program or something you were playing. Well, now with Vista, you have the capability to adjust all your volume controls independently, including JAWS. And that is very nice. Other new features are what is called the Windows Sidebar, which may or may not be useful to everybody, but that includes a new set of what they call gadgets, which allows you to display certain things on the screen, like news, weather, stocks, some of your system information. I haven't played with that a lot yet, but that is one of the new features. Another new feature is speech recognition. I haven't played with speech recognition a lot, but it may provide to be very useful in the future as well. It's supposed to be very good. In Home Premium and Ultimate, you have a video DVD maker program, which allows you to take files and create video DVDs. You know, you can take pictures, make slideshows. You can take video you've captured either from Media Center or from another source, and you can take those and burn those as DVD video discs. And I've worked with that a bit, and it's pretty easy to use. It's not 100% accessible, but it is very easy to use. Let's see what else. Some of the games that come with Vista are accessible. Solitaire is now accessible. Minesweeper is accessible. I think there are a couple others that are accessible as well. So that's kind of nice. And those are basically just a few of some of the new goodies that come with Vista. I'm sure I haven't covered everything, but those are some of the major changes and additions to Vista that I wanted to let you know about. Now I'd like to start showing you some of the different things in Vista here with JAWS. So, let's get started. One of the first things I'd like to show you is the new volume controls that I was speaking about. Now, there are a couple ways that you can do this from Vista. And
tap start button to open. Tap taskbar. Tap notification area system tray to move between the buttons. Use the left and right arrows.
You can go into your system tray.
System tray tab 1 colon. Skype left parent. Tab 1 colon button. JAWS for Windows button. Freedom Box remote control server left parent.
And as you can see, as usual,
9:48 a.m. clock.
I don't have very good access.
System tray volume button currently connected to colon. System tray side left parent not connected right parent button to move between the buttons. Use the left and right arrows.
To my system tray. And unfortunately, with JAWS right now, you know, you would say, well, do an insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Type left parent not connected right parent 1 of 8. Temp 1 colon 84 F temp 2 colon. Network time synchronization. JAWS for Windows. Freedom Box remote control server. Windows sidebar. AVG free edition dash control center. Network time synchronization last.
You'll see I do not have access to my volume control using insert F11. And for some reason or another, and I assume this is a Vista issue, you don't have access to the volume control in the, from the system tray when you're using the insert F11. So what I have done
Escape. System tray. 100%. To move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
As I've created a menu item on my desktop for it, and also what you can do is...
To navigate, press up or down arrow. Context menu. Default programs. To move through items, press up or down arrow. D. Default programs. D.
You can go to your start menu, and I'm back in the classic view now, so you either click your start button, and if you're in the Vista view for the startup menu, you'll immediately go into the search, or if you're in classic, you go to
R, leave in menus, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you to set the value, use the arrow keys, or type the value.
And you'd go to run, and you type in S-N-D-V-O-L.
Enter. Volume mixer dialog, speakers, device made volume up down slider 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And this will take you into the volume controls for all the playback volumes. Volume controls are different in Vista than they were in XP. To get to the recording controls, you just can't simply go into the volume control and go to properties and select them. You actually have to go through control panel and sounds and audio, and you have to go through there and go to the recording devices and select volumes through there. But this will give you all of your playback controls, and that's what most everybody wants all the time anyways. I set up a menu on my desktop to do this as well, and you may want to do something like that. But we're now in the volume control.
Speakers up down slider 10%.
And the first item is the main volume control, which they call speakers.
Device made new button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus M.
You have mute buttons for each of these volumes. I would recommend not messing with these mutes. I ran into problems and had to have sighted assistance to get my volumes unmuted. I accidentally clicked on a mute, and I don't know if JAWS on Beta 1 was having focus issues or not, but it ended up muting all my volumes. And it's difficult to get those turned back on, as you can imagine.
Volume for Windows sounds up down slider 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
So now we come to a volume control that says Windows sounds, and what you can do is you can adjust the volume.
89, 8, 7, 4, 73%, 72%, 71, 5, 8, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T.
And that's a JAWS bug. And it wants to spell out the volume control if you hit it rapidly.
57, 4, 9, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T.
Let me page down.
29%. 4, 6, 8, 100%. 8, 6, 4, 2, 0, space, P-E-R. 19%.
But you can adjust your all your little dings and stuff. You can adjust those volumes up and down.
39%. 59%. Mute for Windows sounds button to activate. Volume for Skype. Take a deep breath, left there, data right there, and up down slider 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And here's another bug. You can hear that JAWS said the volume control was 10%. And this is obviously a Vista issue. It's really 90%. And if I up and down arrow on it,
89%. 90%.
It will say it correctly. But if I tell it here to give me what the volume control says,
Skype, take a deep breath, left there, and D, dot, 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 up, down, slider, 10%.
It says it wrong. And if I try to arrow through this quickly,
89, 8, 8, 6, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T, 85%, 84, 8, 8, 8, 0, space, P.
It wants to spell it out, so hopefully they're working on that. So that is a bit of a quirk.
8, 87%, 88%, 89%, 90%. Mute for Skype, take a deep breath, left. Volume for application file for JAWS up down slider 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And here is your volume control for JAWS.
70%.
As I drop it.
50%. 30%.
You can hear the JAWS volume getting lower.
31%. 32%. 33%. 34. 3. 3. 6. Space. P. 56%. 76%. 96%. 95%. 94, 9, 91%, 90%. Mute for application file for JAWS button. Device made volume up down slider 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And as you have other programs running, like MSN Messenger, WinAmp, your Internet Explorer, you will have additional volume controls that will come up as each application is running, and you can adjust those volume controls as well. An interesting place where this came in handy yesterday as I was on MySpace. And a lot of the web pages on MySpace tend to have music playing on them that you can't stop. And what I was able to do to get around this is I was able to adjust independently the volume control for Internet Explorer. And I could reduce the music volume enough, and I could adjust my volume for JAWS up high enough that I was able to still view the pages and have the music lowered, which is something you couldn't do on XP or 2000 or 98. So that's one nice change, and I used this quite a bit. Some other changes are the way you change some of your display settings. I'm going to go into Control Panel.
Context, shutdown, run, help and support, search submenu C, settings submenu S. Control Panel C. Enter. Leaving menus. Control Panel. Folder view list view. Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sounds. 1 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Not selected. Add hardware.
Now, a lot of things have changed their namings in Vista, so this will take some getting used to. But if you want to change some of your display settings and sound settings, we now go to an item in the Control Panel called Presentation.
Key. Parental controls.
And there was another one of the new additions to Vista, which is parental controls, where you can limit what things your kids can do on the computer and when they can use it.
Key people near me. Key performance information and tools. Key personalization.
Okay, we're at personalization.
Enter. Window color and appearance link, Alt plus W. Tab, desktop background link, Alt plus K. Tab, screensaver link, Alt plus S. Tab, sounds link, Alt plus N. Tab, mouse pointers link, Alt plus I. Tab, theme link, Alt plus M. Tab, display settings link, Alt plus Y. Tab, toolbar desktop split button to activate, press the tab, search edit, hyphen, tab, change desktop icons link, Alt plus D.
And what this does is it combines several different things from the earlier operating systems and control panels, such as mouse, pointers, sound settings, display settings, all into one control. So that's kind of nice.
Change desktop icons link.
You can change your desktop icons.
Tab, adjust font size left parent, DPI right parent link, Alt plus J.
Change your font size.
Tab, taskbar and start menu link, Alt plus B. Tab, ease of access link, Alt plus O. Tab, window color and appearance link, Alt plus W.
We go in here.
Enter. Appearance settings dialog, appearance page, color scheme, colon, list box, window standard, 2 of 7. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt plus C, active window, message box.
This is where you can set your color settings.
Tab, effects, dot, 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 button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus E, window standard.
And your effects.
Tab, advanced, dot, 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 button, tab, OK button, to activate, press spacebar. Tab, cancel button, space, personalization, window color, tab, desktop background link, Alt plus K.
You can change your desktop background, you can go ahead and set a background, or just a single, you know, color background. Through here.
Tab, screensaver link, Alt plus S.
You can adjust your screensaver and power settings.
Tab, sounds link, Alt plus N.
This is one way into the sound settings. You can also still go through sounds and audio in the control panel.
Tab, mouse pointers link, Alt plus I.
You have access to mouse pointers here, which really isn't relevant to us.
Tab, theme link, Alt plus M.
And here's your display themes.
Tab, display settings link, Alt plus Y.
Your display settings.
Enter. Display settings dialog, monitor page, drag the icons to match it, tab, drag the icons to match, tab, resolution, colon, left, right, slider, 25%, to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, Alt plus R. Resolution, colon, left, right, slider, tab, colors, colon, combo box, highest left parent, 32-bit right parent, 2 of 2,
so to
change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus C.
Adjust your display settings.
Tab, how do I get the, tab, advanced settings, dot, dot, tab, OK button, to activate, press space bar, tab, cancel button, to, space, personalization, display settings, link, Alt plus Y. A. Folder view, list view. Personalization appearance and personalization semicolon hardware and sound 27 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Personalization appearance and personalization semicolon hardware.
So there's one of the other changes. Let's see what else we have in control panel since I'm here.
Phone and modem options hardware. Power options hardware. Printers hardware and sound. Problem reports and solutions, system and maintenance.
Problem reports and solutions is kind of nice. It kind of replaces the dialog box that popped up when you crashed a program in XP, where it would report to Windows the problem. This is more automated in Vista, and it happens more or less automatically most of the time. And the nice thing is, quite a few times it will come back and it will give you a solution to your problem, potentially. And this has helped me several times. And you can go in here and it will display any of your problems that you've had and solutions that are available.
Programs and features, programs.
Programs and features. Programs and features is what was called in XP and earlier was add and remove programs. I'm going to go in here for a minute and show it to you.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Add dash aware scripts 1.34/19/2007720KB 111. To move the items, use the arrow keys 7%. Not.
Now, if you remember in XP and earlier operating systems, and the only way you could go through add remove programs was up and down arrow.
Add dash aware SE, Adobe Flash Player, Adobe Reader Set, Arach, Mathilia, API Catalyst Install Manager.
And if you needed to get to the end, unfortunately, you just had to arrow till you got to it. One of the nice new changes in Vista is you have navigation functionality. You can use first key navigation.
F, FileZilla left paren, remove only right paren. W, Winamp left paren, remove only right paren.
You can hit page up.
Page up, Microsoft Office XP Professional. Page down, Windows Live Site Dash and Assistant.
Page down, you can hit home.
Oh, add Dash Aware Scripts 1.3.
You can hit end.
End, Windows Live Site Dash and Assistant. Windows Live Messenger. Windows left paren, remove only right paren.
So you have much easier and quicker access to what programs you want to add and remove. Another change is, you used to have to tab around. Now, if you tab around on Vista,
tab, name, header bar, 1-4, tab, toolbar, desktop, split, tab, search, edit, hyphen, tab, explorer, pane, tab, get new programs online, tab, view, purchase, software, tab, rest, left, tab, turn, Windows, feature, tab, to uninstall the programs, tab, explorer, pane, tab, folder, view, list, view, window, left, paren, remove, only, right, paren, 3/.
You tab through the dialog. You don't get to the point to where you can uninstall one of these programs. In Vista, what you have to do is you have to hit your applications key.
Applications, context menu, uninstall / change, to navigate, press up or down arrow, U.
And you get your uninstall option.
0%.
So, there's another change.
Escape, leave in menus, programs and features, folder view. Programs and features, programs. Quick time with digital options. Regional and language options, clock, language, scanners and cameras, hardware, security center, silicon image, Sonic, and sound, hardware and sound. Speech recognition options, ease of access.
And here's your speech recognition settings. This is where you can train it and turn it on and off and, you know, set it up initially.
Sync Center Network and Internet. System and maintenance. Tablet PC settings, hardware and sound. Taskbar and start menu appearance and personalization. Text-to-speech, hardware and sound. User accounts and family safety.
User accounts has some new functions in it, such as turning on and off the user access controls and other various things.
Welcome Center, system and maintenance.
The Welcome Center is a new feature that comes up on Vista initially when the computer comes on, and it's something you can turn off and you can get to through the control panel. And what it allows you to do is it has a bunch of different settings on it to get to things quickly. Some people may like that, and some people may not.
Windows Card Space User Accounts and Family. Windows Defender Program Semicolon Security.
We have Windows Defender, which is built into Vista now.
Windows Firewall Network and Internet Semicolon Security.
We have your firewall settings.
Windows Sidebar Properties Appearance and Personalization Semicolon Programs.
We have the sidebar controls here.
Windows Sideshow Hardware and Sound Semicolon Pro. Windows Update System and Maintenance Semicolon Security.
And we have also Windows Update. And that has changed somewhat as well.
Home. Add hardware and sound. Administrative tool system and maintenance. Autoplay hardware and sound. Backup and restore center system and maintenance.
On certain versions of Vista, you have backup and restore programs that are supposed to be much better than what came with the earlier operating systems. With Vista Home Premium and I believe probably Vista Business and Vista Ultimate, I believe, you have the capability to actually image your hard drive and back it up and restore it, kind of like Ghost. And that's real nice. I haven't messed with that any yet.
BitLocker Drive Encryption Security.
BitLocker is a security function that comes with Vista. If you have a new enough computer or laptop that has built-in security, you can use BitLocker to enable it where if somebody would steal your computer or notebook, they couldn't access any of the files on the hard disk.
Bluetooth devices, hardware and sound, semicolon, net, color management, hardware and sound. Data, time, clock, language, default programs.
Here's where you can change some of your default settings for programs, such as what certain activities, like if you go to internet or email, which programs come up by default.
Device manager, hardware and sound, semicolon, system of maintenance.
You have a direct link to the device manager. You can still go through system as well.
Ease of access center, ease of access, semicolon, appearance and personalization.
Ease of access center is a replacement to what was in the earlier operating systems, the accessibility options. And that's where you can get to narrator and other accessibility options, such as the magnifier and other things.
Folder options, appearance and personalization. Fonts, appearance and personalization. Game controllers, hardware and sound. Indexing options, system of maintenance. Internet options, network and internet semicolon. iSCSI initiator, system of maintenance. Keyboard, hardware and sound. Mail, digital options. Mouse, hardware and sound. Network and sharing center, network and internet. Offline files, network and internet. Parental controls, user accounts and family safety, semicolon, security.
Okay, and we basically come back around. So those are some of the changes to the control panel and the changes to your volume controls. Now what I would like to show you is the UAC feature that's new to Vista, the UAC, or User Access Controls. And I'm going to show you how that works. So one of the things I can do to make the UAC pop up is
tab, start button, tab, taskbar, gold, tab, system tray, JAWS for Windows button to move it, 10:44 a.m. clock, enter, date and time information, Monday, April, tab, change date and time settings, link, 30.
If I go in and try and change the date and time settings, the user access controls will come up and verify that I'm actually wanting to do this.
Space, press. Date and time dialog, date and time page, change date and time, button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus D.
And when I change the date and time here with the button.
Space. User account control. User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Date and time, Microsoft Windows user account control. Don't stop unauthorized changes to your computer. Cancel button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, details button.
And you could either get details.
Tab, continue button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus C.
You could tell UAC that you want to continue with this operation, then it's okay to do it.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
Or you could cancel it. Say you downloaded a program and you executed it and it ended up being a Trojan. And the Trojan started trying to do things. UAC would come up and say, hey, do you want to do this? And you could stop it dead in its tracks, hopefully, with this feature. Now you might say, well, you know, why does it pop up just to change the system time? And I agree with you to an extent there. It does pop up sometimes for reasons that, you know, really aren't that big a deal. But I guess changing the system time, if you changed it enough, you know, could cause Windows to do something funny or maybe another program to do something funny. And that's why it pops up. But it pretty much pops up when you try to do any kind of a system change or execute a program from Internet Explorer or install a new program. And I just wanted to kind of show you that.
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, grid 1 of 31. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Another one of the things I'd like to show you just briefly is the Windows update and how that looks now.
Context menu, default program, run dot dot, help and search submenu, settings submenu, control panel C, enter, leaving menus. Control panel, full, end. Windows update. Enter. View available updates link.
One thing that's different with Vista over the older operating systems is that most of the dialogues are web-based or HTML-based, and they'll have links and stuff in them. So that's one of the differences. I'm up in the Windows update.
View available updates link.
And one of the options we have here is we can view available updates.
Enter. List view, not selected, BitLocker Adapts Enhancements, optional 4/23/2007. List view, Windows Green Scene Preview, optional. Home, Chinese left parent, Hong Kong, S.A.R. Right parent, Chinese left parent, Danish language, Dutch language pack, optional 1/28/2007.
And it's showing me that I have some language packs available, and I have BitLocker and a couple other little things available.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Space. View available updates link. Tab. View available extras link.
You have extras. These are things that are available for Ultimate.
Tab. View update history link.
You can view your update history.
Space pressed. OK button to activate. Press space bar. Tab. Toolbar desktops. Tab. Search edit. Type and set. Tab. Link installed updates link. Tab. Troubleshoot problems with installing updates link. Tab. List view. Not selected. Definition update for Windows Defender dash KB. Not cumulative update for definition update for Windows Defender. MSXML 4. Definition update for definition update for Windows Defender.
And you can go down through your list and see all of your updates. It's real simple.
Tab. OK button to activate. Press space bar. OK. Space. View available updates link. Tab. View available extras link. Tab. View update history link. Tab. Check for updates link.
You can check for updates, which I'm not going to do here, but this will allow you to check for your updates.
Tab. Change settings link.
You can change your settings for your updates, how you want the updates to work, if you want it to automatically download things for you or not.
Tab. View update history link. Tab. Restore and updates link.
Okay. We're done with that.
All that for-
couple other little things I'll show you as far as utilities.
Context. Shut. Run. Search sub. Settings. Documents sub. Program sub. Accessory submenu. Add dash aware scripts. Accessory submenu. System tools submenu S. Tablet PC submenu. System tools submenu. Enter. Character map C. Computer C. Control panel C. Disk cleanup D. Disk defragmenter D.
Disk defragmenter.
Enter program submenu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. Leaving menus. Available. User account control. User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Micro tab. Details button. Tab. Continue button. To space.
And then there's our friend UAC again, making sure I want to do this.
How does disk defragmenter help? Link.
One of the changes in disk defragmenter for Vista is that it actually will allow you to schedule automatic defragmentation of your hard drives.
Run on the schedule left parent recommended right parent checkbox check. So clear checkmark press space bar alt plus R. Modify schedule ... button to activate space. Disk defragmenter : modify schedule dialog. Cancel button to activate press space bar. Tab, how often : combo box, monthly, free of free, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt,
and you can change it from, like, monthly, to weekly, to daily.
Tab, what day : combo box, 1/32, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt,
what day of the week, what day of the month.
Tab, what time : combo box, 8 a.m., 9/24, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt, plus T.
What time.
Tab, cancel button, to activate space, modify schedule, ... button, tab, defragment now button, to activate, press space bar, alt, plus N.
Or you can actually just go ahead and defragment now.
Tab, close button, to activate space. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, RIT 1/31, P, program sub, add dash aware script, directional, add that, accessory sub, ease of access submenu, system tool submenu, enter, backup status, character map, C, computer C, control panel C, disk cleanup D, disk defragmenter D, internet explorer left parent, no, system information, F, internet explorer left parent, no, add dash on right parent, I.
If you're having troubles with Internet Explorer, you can go in here and run Internet Explorer with no add-ons and see if that's causing part of your problem. It's one of the new things.
System information S. System restore S. Task scheduler T. Windows Easy Transfer W.
Windows Easy Transfer will allow you to transfer your settings and certain information from an earlier operating system like XP. If you was running XP and you wanted to import some of your settings, I really haven't messed with that.
Backup status and configuration D. Character map C. Computer C. Control panel C. Disk cleanup D.
Disk cleanup's changed a bit, I think.
To activate, press spacebar, alt plus M. Disk cleanup options dialog. Choose which files to clean up. My files only button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus M.
You can tell it whether to clean up your files or everybody's files.
Tab, files from all users on this computer button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus F.
Which is new. XP, you had to do it on each account.
Tab, cancel button to tab, my files only button to activate, press space. Tab, files from all users on the shift tab, my files open, space, disk cleanup, colon drive selection dialog, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Choose your drive.
Tab, exit button to activate. Tab, drives, colon, combo box. Vista left parent, E, colon, right parent, 2/3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt, plus D. Tab, OK, button, space. 4%. Disk cleanup dialog. Calculating ... system error memory dump file scanning, colon, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
And it gives you some different places that you can clean up where you didn't have near as easy access to them in XP. I'll show you that here in a second.
Scanning colon system error memory dump files 57%. Disk cleanup for Vista left parent colon right parent dialog. Disk cleanup page list view. Downloaded program files 4.85 MB checked 1 of 9. To move. Traffic 857 offline web pages 13. Traffic 857 temporary internet files 5.93 MB checked. Traffic 857 offline web pages 13.7 KB checked.
And sometimes Vista will ding at you. I think it's something with JAWS causing that, but I'm not real sure.
Traffic 857 recycle bin 0 bytes checked. Traffic 263 system error memory dump files 132 MB not checked.
So there you can dump your error files.
Space checked. Traffic 857 recycle bin 0 bytes checked.
Recycle bin.
Traffic 857 offline web pages 13.7 KB checked. Traffic 857 temporary internet files.
Temporary internet files.
Traffic 263 temporary files 1. Traffic 857 thumbnails 3.00 MB checked. Traffic 263 for user archive Windows error recording files 1.51 MB not checked. Space checked. Tab, how does disk cleanup work? Link. Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, cancel button to act. Tab, disk cleanup tab, the switch pages, press control tab. Tab, list view, traffic 857 for user. Tab, how does disk clean? Tab, OK button, space. Disk cleanup dialog, delete files button to activate, press space bar. Delete files, space, 3%. Disk cleanup dialog, cleaning up drive Vista left parent, colon right parent. Downloaded program files, cleaning colon, cancel button to activate, press space bar. 96%. 98%, 99%, 100%.
Okay, now what I'd like to show you is I'm going to go in to the games that come with Vista. And since I'm using Vista Ultimate, I'm not sure which games come with which versions of Vista. But I am assuming that Home Premium comes with most of the games that are included in Vista Ultimate, except for perhaps Texas Hold'em. Now, all of the games that come with Vista are not accessible. I know a few definitely are, and those are the ones I will show you.
Minesweeper.
And Minesweeper is one of them, and I'm going to go into it.
Enter. Leaving menus. Minesweeper. Menu bar, game, the navigate, click, menu, game, menu, new game, F2, the navigate, press up, enter, leaving menus, Minesweeper. Row 1, column 1, tile left parent, concealed right parent, button to activate, press space bar.
And as I go across the tiles, you can hear them announced.
Row 1, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Row 2, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent, button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm going to hit my space bar.
Space. Row 2, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent, button. Row 2, column 3, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space. Row 2, column 2, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar. Row 1, space. Row 1, column 3, tile left parent, cleared right space. Row 1, column 4, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 1, column 5, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind. Row 1, column 6, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar. Row 1, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 2, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 3, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar.
Boy, I must have hit a really big clearing.
Row 4, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 5, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 6, column 5, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Button to activate, press space bar.
Oh, there's one.
Space.
Yeehaw. I got blown up.
Sorry, you lost this game. Better luck next time. Time, colon, 55 seconds. Games, play, colon, 2 games, 1, colon, space, Minesweeper.
Okay.
Context menu, default probe P, program submenu T, game submenu G. Chess Titans C, Freecell F, Games Explorer, Hearts A, Hold Apostrophe, Ball I, Mahjong Titans M, Minesweeper M, Purple Place P, Solitaire S.
Solitaire is accessible.
Enter, leaving menus. Solitaire. Stack 4, number 4, 2 of clubs button to activate, press space bar. Stack 5, number 5, 9 of spades button to activate, press space bar. Stack 6, number 6, 5 of spades button to activate, press. Stack 7, number 7, 5 of hearts button to act. Face down button to activate, press space bar.
There's our deck.
Space. Face down button to activate, press. Button deal space card 3 of spades button to activate, press space bar. Suit stack 1 empty button to activate, press space bar. Suit stack 2 empty button to activate, press space bar.
There's where we place our cards.
Suit stack 4 empty button. Stack 1, number 1, 4 of clubs button to activate, press space bar. Stack 2, number 2, 6 of hearts button to activate, press. Stack 3, number 3, 8 of clubs button to activate, press. Stack 4, number 4, 2 of clubs button to activate, press. Stack 5, number 5, 9 of spades button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm not really going to go through and play this, but I just want to show you that you can actually now use it. And that it's accessible and I would assume fairly easy to use.
Alt F4, exit. Title is Solitaire, exit game. Context menu, T, program submenu, T, game submenu, T. Chess Titans, C.
Chess Titans isn't accessible.
Freecell F.
Not sure Freecell
enter,
is.
Program submenu, T, leave in menus. Stack 4 button to activate press space bar. Button stack 5 number 6 ace of spades button to act. Button stack 6 number 6 3 of diamonds button to activate press space bar.
And Freecell is accessible. That's another solitaire version.
Alt F4. Title is context menu to move through items. T program sub G game sub menu G gold wave sub menu G games chest Freecell F games explorer G hearts H.
I think hearts is accessible.
Enter leave in menus. Hearts. Tab. Button player 1 number 13 jack of hearts button to activate press space bar.
Yes, hearts is accessible.
Tab. Pass left button to activate press space bar. Tab. Button player 1 number 1 2 of clubs button to activate press space bar. Tab. Pass left button to activate. Tab. Button player 1 number 1 tab. Pass left button to activate. Tab. Button player 1 number 1 2 of clubs button to activate. Tab. Pass left button to activate press space bar.
Or at least I think it is.
Tab. Button player 1 number 1 2 of clubs button to activate press space bar. Pass left button to activate. Button player 1 number 7 3 of diamonds button to activate press space bar. Pass left button to activate. Button player 1 number 7 3 of diamonds button to activate. Pass left button to button player 1 number 7 3 of diamonds button to activate press space bar.
Well, at least I think it is. Seems to be.
Alt F4. Comp T program sub menu G game sub menu G. Gold wave sub menu. Gold wave script. Game sub. Check preset. Game parts H. Hold apostrophe M H.
Hold'em is an extra with the ultimate and it is not accessible.
Inkwell I.
I don't think Inkwell is either.
Enter leave in menus. Inkwell. Tab. Land. Menu bar game to navigate press left menu game menu new game F2 to navigate press enter leave in menus Inkwell. Tab. Space.
No, and it doesn't appear to be accessible.
Alt F4. Context menu to move. P. Program submenu. P. Accessories of P. Game sub. Chest up. Freecell. Games explore. Hearts H. Hold apostrophe F. Inkwell I. Mahjong Titans M.
Mahjong. Or Mahjong is accessible.
Enter. Leave in menus.
Pretty sure.
Mahjong Titans. Fortress layout button to activate press space bar. Fortress layout button to activate press space bar. Crab layout button to activate press space bar. Spider layout button to activate press space bar. Tab. Turtle layout button to act. Tab. Dragon tab, turtle layout button to activate press space bar.
Now, I don't know how to play this at all, but...
Space. Tab, title column 2, row 1 by 1, colon, white dragon button to activate press space bar. Title column 13, row 1 by 1, colon, all 6 button to activate press space bar.
So, not really sure what to do here, but I can tell you that it's accessible.
Alt F4. Context menu, P, program submenu, P, accept G, game submenu, G. Chess type, freecell, games explore, hearts, A, hold a pass, Inkwell, I, Mahjong Titans, Minesweeper, M.
Minesweeper is accessible.
Purple place key. Solitaire S.
Solitaire is accessible.
Spider solitaire S.
Spider solitaire, I'm sure, is accessible.
Enter. Leave in menus. Spider solitaire. Select difficulty dialog. Beginner button to activate press space. Spider solitaire.
Yep. And it's accessible.
Tab. Row 1 number 6 2 of spades button to activate press space. Row 2 number 6. Row 3 number tab. Face down button to activate tab. Row 1 number 6 2 of spades button to activate. Row 2 numbers. Row 3 number 6 5 of spades button to activate press space bar.
And I'm really out of practice on these solitaire games, but it's definitely accessible.
Context menu default G. Program G. Game sub menu G. Chess Titans. Spider solitaire S. Solitaire S.
And that's all the games that come with Vista. So, that, you know, definitely gives you a few more options of things you can do with Vista. If you like to play games, there's definitely some card games and tile games that are accessible and can be played. So, that may be another reason to convince some of you to use Vista. I don't play the games a whole lot, but it's nice that they're there, and it's nice that they're actually accessible now. Okay, this pretty much wraps up my review of Windows Vista with JAWS 8. Due to time restrictions, I've only been able to show you a few things, but hopefully these few things I have shown you will help you get a feel for Vista, and hopefully they'll help people that are kind of fearful of upgrading from XP to Vista into seeing that it really isn't all that bad. It's really not all that hard to use. And I hope that everything I've told you has been helpful. Please remember that JAWS 8, as of this recording, is currently in Beta 2 for Vista. So things that may have not worked properly, you know, by the time JAWS 8 for Vista is finalized, hopefully will be fully fixed. So please bear that in mind. And I want to thank you all for listening to my presentation, and I hope it was helpful and enjoyable.